Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from a UW-Eau Claire professor involved with bringing a nationally known speaker on alcohol to the campus this Tuesday and to Mayo Clinic on Wednesday. And also we'll hear from the new executive director of the Chippewa Valley's anti-human trafficking education organization, Fierce Freedom. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Doug Matthews is a professor in the UW-Eau Claire Psychology Department.
So I primarily study alcohol use and misuse. Uh-huh. Yeah. I study that primarily with animal models. So I'm looking at the behavioral effects associated with it and then changes usually in the brain.
Tuesday night at 7 at Schofield Auditorium on the UW-Eau Claire campus, Dr. George Koop, who's the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, the NIAAA, will be giving a talk called Changing the Conversation Around Alcohol. Koop is a senior investigator at the Intramural Research Program of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, where he directs the Neurobiology of Addiction Laboratory in the Integrative Neurosciences Research Branch. It said his Tuesday night talk will provide a transformative presentation to address alcohol consumption, including raising awareness about the scope of the problem and shedding light on the social and health consequences of alcohol misuse. Regarding Koop's coming to the Chippewa Valley on Tuesday and Wednesday, UW-Eau Claire psychology professor Doug Matthews says,
"This is something that's really exciting. It's very unusual to be able to have someone of his stature be able to visit."
Matthews explains Koop's stature.
George is, he's the director, as you said, of NIAAA, so the vast majority of biomedical research in the United States and often throughout the world is funded through the NIH, and it's divided into a variety of different institutes. George heads one of them. So he's probably the leading voice in the world on alcohol use and misuse, everywhere from the molecular biology to treatment. He's charged with integrating research into public policy, implementing the public policy, testifying to Congress on a variety of stuff. And he's literally the world's leading expert on it. So he'll be coming to Eau Claire and doing a couple of different things when he's here. On the evening of the 19th, he's giving a public lecture, which is really, he's titled the conversation, Changing the Conversation About Alcohol. And one of the things he's going to talk about is how recent data has illustrated the fact that alcohol use isn't great. It's not good for your health for a whole variety of reasons. And talking about the impact in adolescents, the impact in college students, recently increases in the incident rates of dementia and Alzheimer's-related disease associated with alcohol use in older people, and really just presenting that data set. And then on the 20th, he's giving grand rounds at Mayo Healthcare, which is going to be broadcast across the whole Mayo system. It's kind of a continuing education for physicians that are working with people that are in that are laboring through the issue of alcohol misuse.
Matthews elaborates on his involvement with Koop.
I've been at UW-Eau Claire since 2014, and in 2018, Mayo Healthcare signed a collaborative agreement with UW-Eau Claire, and they funded my research for the last 5 years. And we've been investigating alcohol use and misuse in the aged population, which is really critical because the population of most countries, including the United States, is aging dramatically. And older people continue to consume the drugs, so we're trying to figure out what are the effects of that. Probably our most exciting data that we've had in the last 2 years has been work showing that older animals that are exposed to alcohol chronically develop cognitive deficits that mirror Alzheimer's disease, and it alters protein pathways in an area of the brain that's compromised by Alzheimer's disease. So we've been investigating and pursuing that. Inside of that, I've had the opportunity to do a little bit of writing and publishing with George Koop, and decided that it would be great to be able to bring him to campus, let the students have an opportunity to interact with him, let the public have an opportunity to hear from him. I'm a big believer at public universities that faculty have a obligation to the public. That's where our money often, that's where our money comes from, is people's taxes. So we should be engaged in the public good. And we facilitated with Mayo Healthcare, UW-Eau Claire did, to bring him to Eau Claire. and set up these presentations.
I asked UW Eau Claire's Doug Matthews what about Wisconsin's troubling history of alcohol abuse and what he thinks it will take to change things.
So that's a great question. When we moved to Wisconsin in 2014, I had never been in the state before. We moved here.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I love cheese curds. And yeah, I'm a Chiefs fan in Wisconsin, but it's been a lot of fun. And it's amazing. You know, it's the Wisconsin way. And there's a map that was produced by the CDC of counties that have heavy drinking. And heavy drinking is 5 or more binge episodes in a month. So this is pretty significant alcohol misuse. And Wisconsin, every county in the state of Wisconsin has the highest level that's possible. And Wisconsin's the only state that has that. So the way that I phrase this when I talk to people is, at least in the upper Midwest, alcohol misuse and the corresponding deaths that come from that is the epidemic we've decided we can live with. We're willing to put up with that. It's impossible to pick up a newspaper in Wisconsin and not see a story on the front page of somebody who's been arrested for their 6th, 7th, 8th OWI. And we accept that. And, you know, I'm not advocating for removal of alcohol from society. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm advocating for, though, is we have to have a hard conversation in the state and ask ourselves, what are we doing here? In Wisconsin, more people die from alcohol misuse yearly than die from opiates. We have a lot of concern about the opiate epidemic for very, very good reasons, but we need to have equal concern for the alcohol epidemic.
I asked Matthews, what does the research have to say about the many people who are moderate drinkers of alcohol?
Yeah, so that's currently one of the things that's going on in the press. So guidelines are for males 14 or fewer drinks a week, for females 7 or fewer drinks a week. The difference in sex there is, on average, women will have a higher blood alcohol concentration for the same amount of alcohol consumed than men will. And the health risks associated for women are significantly worse, mostly centered around breast cancer and the development of breast cancer. If I stay under that amount, am I going to be okay? Data seems to suggest that as long as what you're doing is you're taking very moderate amounts and you're not taking 7 drinks at a time or 14 drinks at a time, but you're having 1 or 2 drinks every other day, every few days, probably no significant health effects associated with that. However, what I would say to add on to that is this is an area of research that's actively under investigation. And the health guidelines for the United States come up for review in 2025. And it'll be interesting to say if they stay at the same 7 and 14 drinks per week or if they're modified off of that based off of research. We want to make recommendations that help people live the healthiest life they can. We want to base that on the data that we have.
Again, that's UW Eau Claire's Doug Matthews, and he and the campus inviting you to hear Dr. George Koob this Tuesday night at 7, his free talk called Changing the Conversation Around Alcohol. Again, Tuesday night at 7, UW Eau Claire's Schofield Hall. Meanwhile, this past Monday, the Chippewa Valley's anti-human trafficking education organization, Fierce Freedom, held an open house and meet and greet in Eau Claire to introduce their new executive director, Kat Morgan, taking over for the organization's founder, Jenny Almquist, who stepped down at the end of July. I asked Morgan to talk about stepping into the leadership role.
Well, I'm very honored to be, you know, celebrating today this new role. I've been with Fierce Freedom for over 5 years, and in that time, I've just learned a lot of lessons along the way. And I think that one of the main things that I've learned and that we at Fierce Freedom are really committed to doing is helping address the lack of worth and value that people feel for themselves. So exploitation takes many different kinds of forms. Some of that is trafficking. But, you know, we want to help people understand their worth and value and the worth and value of others around them. So we're really still on mission. I'm really committed to that mission. And I'm really honored that, you know, through the years that I've learned so much, I get to use these lessons and I get to have a great team around me, and we're committed to it, and we're still fighting, we're still in this community, and we want other people that want to help, you know, break those chains of injustice. We would love to, you know, partner with you in that.
How big of a problem is human trafficking in the Chippewa Valley?
We have learned, you know, through the work that we've done, that human trafficking affects so many more of us than I think we realize. It's been reported in every single county, but we've heard from survivors that have given us even like local locations that they've been trafficked. So even though it may look different than people initially believe, like I think that it could be labeled as like prostitution. It can be labeled as something that really is trafficking. And so if there's any amount of coercion, if there's any amount of force or fraud for the purpose of commercial sexual exploitation, it's always trafficking. With that too, with the emergence of the digital age that we live in, this is really a trafficker's playground. So a trafficker or an abuser is going to be using social media channels, and the fact that so many of us have our lives online, and youth specifically, that they're taking that, they're focusing in on that, and that's where so much trafficking and exploitation begin and can take place. In 2020, when the pandemic hit, you may think that people were safer from trafficking, but actually child enticement went up 97.5%. So again, online or in person, it is significant because everyone's in economic vulnerability, you know, especially with the recent turn of like the economy and everything. And so with that, people are just more desperate, you know, and it means that people that are homeless or in those really vulnerable situations are going to be even more vulnerable.
And then your organization fundamentally is about education in terms of anti-human trafficking.
Right. So we are here to educate, and we really want to be on the prevention side of trafficking. So when we're looking upstream, that's how we want to address this problem, is by looking upstream and asking, you know, why is this affecting so many people? And we think that aftercare programs are really, really important, and we want to partner with other organizations doing that. But again, we really want the public to know and be aware of, and really it's about loving our communities well. So it's how do we love our homes well and our communities well? And we do that by caring for each other, by having conversations like that are hard, but letting your kids know, you know, I will always love you. And these are this is the reality of the dangers that are out there.
Kat Morgan, the new executive director of Fierce Freedom from earlier in the week. Fierce Freedom inviting you to their Empower Freedom Conference coming up at the end of October, Friday, October 27th, 9 until 3 at the Holiday Inn, Eau Claire South on I-94. Hear from experts in the field on topics ranging from digital trends and safety, mental health resources, best practices for law enforcement, pathways to healing for exploited populations, and ways to create a home environment resilient to exploitation. In addition to attendance of each presentation, ticketing includes breakfast, lunch, dessert, swag bag with conference materials, and door prize entry. Learn more at Fierce Freedom's website or on their Facebook page. And again, this Tuesday night, a free talk on the UW Eau Claire campus, changing the conversation about alcohol with Dr. George Koob. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening here on WWIV and WOGO.